about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it. Light that shit up and just talk about it.
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 Light that shit up and just talk about it. Ha! Hey yo, I grew up where the writer been. Yeah, that's where the sire been. Crazy when it's hot in the hood, but ain't no fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, mostly ladies. Yo, shouts to me having ladies on the couch for the second week on a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You are rocking with the Smoking Words Podcast. It's your boy RB King, aka Mr. Spliffendor, aka Tony Spark in the building. And we are powered by We are powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to them. Shouts to my boy Classic Film. Shouts to Trapperazzi. Shouts to Cream VP. And you already know I got the punchline punch right in the building. And today we sipping that Soul Juice. We was a little anxious today, so we already put it in the cups. You know what I mean? Ladies, you gotta have a sip. What y'all think? What y'all think?
This is dangerous. It's delicious and
it's
dangerous.
It's really good.
That should be your new slogan.
What?
Delicious and dangerous.
Delicious and dangerous. I might have to
like Mike
Bennett. Might have to put that out there. But
like
let me introduce y'all to my very, very special guest, Monifa, aka Mo in the City.
Ooh.
And then we got Ashani on the couch. Yeah. Don't let that pretty face fool you. She, you know what I mean?
You know?
So she got the, right? But
talk about it.
Let the people know what you got going on. Introduce yourselves. Like, what's
do
up?
Do I go first or she go first? She can go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Yeah. I'm Monifa, or Mo in the City is where you could find me. I'm a content creator and a model. I reside here in Brooklyn. That's kind of what I do. I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay.
If you need me, hit me up.
Okay.
I suck at introductions, but I'm a Shawnee, straight from Queens, New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper, singer, multi-talented artist. I do it all. Throw anything my way, I will body it, period.
Hey, I like that.
I also do, like, creative directing. I do a lot of things, honestly. Like, all of my videos was basically directed by me. And, yeah, just do what I do. I'm lit. That's it.
I like that. All right, so moving along, we going to go into the lighter box. Now, the lighter box is my special area full of lighters. Now, granted, the lighter will stay with you during the duration of this episode, but afterwards, you know what I mean?
I gotta give it back.
Put it back. You gotta give it back.
Okay.
Just gotta give it back.
That's fair.
Also, we got some prizes in here based on which lighter you choose. So, no looking.
This is mad fun.
Oh, she got a smoking words lighter. Free smoke. Let's see if we got
this
2 for 2.
My day.
I don't know.
I don't know what I got, a basic big one. It's all right.
It's still lit. We're all winners here.
Oh, and I got the big apple rolling paper. But you know what I mean? I'll let you have this. You get a free pack of big apple rolling papers.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that for you. All right. So now, ladies, we can spark up.
Let's get high.
What y'all got in them blunts? And them J's and them splits.
Oh shit! I put the thing back.
What is it called?
Ice cream gelato.
Ooh,
that's what this
okay.
is. What mixed with whatever you put in here.
I have legendary OG.
She ain't come to play.
How y'all fucking with those strands? Let's start with the ice cream gelato. How we feeling about that?
I just started it and I really like it. Like, I was smacked the other day. I don't know. I was just in the clouds with my homegirl. We was in the car and just rapping to random beats.
I like regular shit. See, I used to do the same thing when I was younger. We used to be in a hallway. We used to be in my mother's living room. We used to be outside in front of the building. Like, shit was lit. Good old days. Well, what about you? How that legendary hitting?
It's been hitting me good.
Yeah.
It's been real nice. Usually I'm a hybrid person, but what is this? This is a...
Indica.
So usually I'm not... But it's been good. I'm gonna keep it up. Might get it again.
I got some peanut butter right here.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Some real
peanut butter.
Real smooth.
I heard some weird shit. I don't know what that was.
Niggas just leaving. Anywho, so what kind of strains have y'all been coming across, like, besides what you have here today? And, like, how's it been, I don't know, how's it been making you feel as opposed to what you got right now? Like, what's some wild shit that you came across recently?
That's Zaza.
What is the name?
I don't even fucking know. I just know it's from Zaza.
You just know it's from Zaza.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit had me fucked. He's back. Yeah. It was good, though. I was in a trip in Rhode Island. And I was busting moves, and my homeboy had it. He was just like, here, smoke this.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking hot.
Word.
Yeah. A lot of crazy shit happened out there, too.
In Rhode Island?
Yeah, we almost got hit by a deer. Like, it was crazy. It was wild as shit.
You mean you almost hit
we almost died. I was like, thank God. God was with us on that night, but we didn't hit the deer. We made it out.
All right, so Rhode Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this, but they got a really strong LGBT community out there. And nobody really knows this about me, but I used to dance backup for Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so upon one of her shows, we basically did a performance for this big... I think it was like Gay Pride Week out there, and it was just like just real vibrant and things happening out there, like in Providence to be exact. So
that's good.
after we performed, like, she was just like, nah, we ready to dip, because then like so many people are like waiting in her dressing room and shit like that.
Shit.
Like, hey, we want to meet you. We want to take a picture with the dancers and da 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 da. And that's when I realized, like, what it's possibly going to be like to be a celebrity in the future, because they really don't be with the shits. Mm-hmm. There's really a back door you could go through. Yeah, we in the whip. We out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we said we was going to link up with people. Nah, that's none of that has happened. So that was kind of cool. But, yeah, that was the only, like, really crazy experience I had, because, like, yeah, they, like, some of them tried to, like, get up on stage and shit. Like, it was getting a little crazy. So, like, I mean, that was my experience in Rhode Island. I don't know how crazy it get besides that.
It's very calm. It's really nice out there.
I was like, staying next to a beach and all of that near a lakefront. I was like, this is...
It's like a little getaway.
Yeah.
It's cute. You know what I mean?
What you been coming across, Mo, in the city?
What have I been coming across? I feel like the last time I had some like snickerdoodle, something real sweet. I don't know what it was called. Cause
snickerdoodle.
I mean, maybe not. It was something sweet. Some cookie, something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But I'd never had anything like that. I feel like I stick to fruity shit. Like something fruitier.
Yeah.
Not really a sugary person, I guess, when it comes to what I smoke. But I gave it a try, and I was like, okay. Made me want a cookie. I was like, I need to bake cookies now. I think I got, like, Oreos after I smoked. I was like, I need some Oreos. That's what I need. I need that. And it was so good.
That's funny.
Oreos with oat milk?
I like all of those strands. The cereal milk, the Girl Scout cookies, I had white sugar cookie. It was this. Back in the day. Well, it wasn't back in the day. It was like a year ago.
That is back in the day.
It was so frosty. And fluffy and white. And it tastes like the sweetest weed I ever had. But it was still like, it still did the trick. One of my mans got tired of it. He passed it off to me. He was just like, hey, you can have this. I love that shit. I was trying my best to hang on to that shit for dear life. And it's just like, when you get to the, we're going to get into that a little bit later. You know what I mean? About that little bit of weed that you try to save, or just preserving the weed that you're trying to save, like, period. So, before we get into that, we're going to get into some Reggie Mills and Loud Mills. Hopefully, y'all ain't been smoking no Reggie during y'all weed endeavors.
I think I've come across, I ain't going to lie.
When's the last time
you smoked some rock Reggie? Work, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Wait.
I just need you to understand that block work doesn't automatically equate to Reggie. Okay?
Stop
letting these Za niggas fill your head with lies, okay? Stop the Za lies, all right? Blockwork is not Reggie, okay?
It don't have to be Reggie. That's the thing. Like, they have, what is it? What was it called? What was that A Boogie always says in his songs? What was it, Gigi?
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
That's not Reggie,
but it's put on the lower priced weed.
Like platinum.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's not Kush. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Reggie. OG Kush, Bubba Kush. That's not Reggie.
I found some people selling that for the low. So I was like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
that's not
grass.
It's affordable weed.
Yeah.
That still do what it do.
Mm-hmm. Facts it do.
You know what I mean? To be honest,
still cute. You'll still buy it. You know what
it
I mean?
To be honest,
depending on where you get your shit from, you paying for three things, and the potency and the texture and the quality of the weed is number three on that list. Cause number one, you paying for the brand. Mm-hmm. Number two, you paying for how that bag look. And then number three, you paying for the quality weed, a part of that brand and in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
So skipping all of that, I will gladly defend all the block work that's out there for $30 to $45, even $50 sometimes. Cause some block work really be like unicorn shit, and that shit be hitting. Like, y'all talked about the strands y'all been coming across. Yo, Triple G, that shit is fire. I had that on the episode last week. Triple G is fire, 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 word. Fire, fire.
You had that? So, I never had that.
Triple G?
I got some. Like I got some.
I don't think I've ever had that.
That shit is some heme. Shout out to my boy, Daddy. He got his own strands too. His shit is called Mr. Heem. Shouts to Mr. Heem. He out here doing his thing.
It's the ad libs for me.
But yeah, like that shit is fire, and you could get that shit for $45.
Fire.
Some shit that's going boss your mouth. You don't even gotta spend that $65, $70, $75 at all. So Reggie is Reggie. Okay.
So what do you consider Reggie?
Greens with weed with that's like dark green, and ain't nothing but stems and seeds in that bitch.
And it gives you mad headaches. Mm-hmm. It'd be the worst. Oh my goodness.
Hopefully,
I came across
it. Hopefully you ain't gotta get that far. Because once you see the stems and the seeds, it's like, I'm gonna smoke this.
I have a question.
What's I don't think it's
all shake, bad shake.
No. No. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not.
Right.
Because right. you can have shakes of any strain. And if that strain is fire, your shakes is fire.
Just don't mix it up.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That shit will take
you. It'll kill you. It's so bad.
We gonna get into some Reggie news. Mm-hmm. Today. Man, oh man. So much for bringing Miami back with us.
Hey.
Trip to Miami.
It's in our heart.
Booze to Go ends this week in New York. That's why I said so much for bringing it back.
Say it again.
You said what?
Booze to Go ends this week.
Oh no.
Why would they do that?
Booze to Go will soon be gone. New Yorkers will no longer be able to order takeout and delivery cocktails from bars and restaurants starting this Friday. As the COVID-19 state of emergency order that allowed the drinks to flow comes to an end, officials said on Wednesday.
That makes no sense.
It's summer.
Right. The spirits crushing restriction will require all bars and restaurants to stop selling the travel drinks at 12:01 a.m. Friday, according to state officials.
So they don't even...
So it ain't no more that, hey, you could take the drink and go down the street. Nah, you got to drink that at that establishment and then go about your day.
No more BBQ.
No more. That's why we got Punchline Punch. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
To go.
Punch to go. Fuck that.
Uh-huh.
But that's crazy. How y'all feel about that? Y'all not going to be able to sip y'all margaritas going down the street no more.
We
still
going
to find a way to be outside drinking that shit.
Because we've been finding
it sucks,
a way.
But...
Even with this weed legalization shit, like, niggas been smoking. Mm-hmm. Before we were able to take our drinks down the street, niggas been drinking down the street. So, I definitely feel you on that. Do you think that a lot of people are going to be upset about this?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are already upset.
And that's
about
just
this.
they're going to lose business.
They are.
Like, it's actually probably not going to be smart. It's not a good business move, period. But cuz you also can you have 100% capacity now?
Like
so
you know what I feel
like. You can't
like,
have
though?
Everybody in your restaurant.
Let me not even.
Nah, go ahead. Speak what you.
Nah, cuz I feel like when you take something away from people, they do it more.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's just about to... People are going to do the most now. Like, fuck that. They're going to be sipping it in, like, tube straws or some shit that's, like, tucked in their clothes and shit. Like, what the fuck? Also sneaky shit.
I just bring my own, like...
Man, like, I had a bottle.
Yeah, people have personals. You know what I mean?
$16 drink going.
Exactly. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey sour, $12 for some shit like this.
Like, I'm so mad.
Come on,
all ice.
Mm-hmm.
I could bust your mouth for $10. And it's gonna hit harder than that bullshit as Henny and Red Bull that you got that they watered the fuck down.
Wait.
Yo. So. A little bit more insight on this. The restriction to on-the-go alcohol, which includes beer and wine, comes after members of the New York State Senate and Assembly didn't act on a bill that would have allowed the practice to continue. So they was just like, all right, so shit about to run out. We're not going to do nothing about it. The pandemic is about to end. No more walking around the street with your drinks. Sorry, not sorry. Nigga, neither are we. Loud news. Clap it up for Connecticut. My sister got her own crib in Connecticut, so shouts to that too.
Hey,
Connecticut becomes the 19th state to legalize recreational use of marijuana in this bitch.
Shout state.
Let's go.
Try Tri-state. Let's get it. Connecticut's governor on Tuesday signed a bill legalizing the recreational use of marijuana, making the state the 19th to do so. The bill also erases certain marijuana-related convictions and reserves business licenses for people in communities impacted by the war on drugs. Shouts to that shit. Let's get it. Let's get it. Beginning July 1st, people who are 21 years and old, who are 21 years old and older, can legally possess up to 1.5 ounces and up to 5 ounces stored at home or locked in their car. Retail sales are expected to begin by the end of 2022, the governor office says. So basically similar to us, but we started April 1st. And we can walk around. We could walk around with double the amount that they could walk around. So that's, I mean, progress, but. And we could, they ain't say shit about y'all plants. they just said that y'all could have up to 5 ounces stored at home or in your car.
Only New York is the Cali and East.
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
That's lit.
That's lit. Give it up for Connecticut in this bitch. You know what I mean? Give it up for more steaks. Let's get all 50. We only had 19. Shit.
Got a long way to go.
Y'all was smoking before shit became legal. Everybody was smoking before shit became legal. But with that, I hope you ain't been smoking all your shit. Nah, smoke all your shit, but like be smart when you smoking all your shit. Which leads me into my next weeder kit. Weeder kit number 24. Preserve your stash. Yes, I'm talking to the people who don't normally have a surplus. Preserve your shit. Be a little bit smarter about when and where you smoking. If it is a concern that you can possibly run out. That's all I'm saying. Have you ever just blindly ran out of weed? Like, it's just like, I'm smoking. And then you just like, you look at your pack. And you're like, damn. Is this one spliff? Has that ever happened to you?
I feel like I always have butt over because I use a bong and I get higher quicker.
That's to you.
And I'm just like, I get high and I got mad weed left. But then I be waiting too much and it gets stale. And then I feel like,
you be
wow.
preserving too much.
Yes, that's my problem. I don't really get high like that. I have just like little baggies and jars.
Yeah, you got to keep your shit in a jar. If you really wanna get, you know what I mean, funky with it, you gotta put it in a jar and put one of them little humidifier bags in there. You know what I mean? Keep your shit, you know what I mean, fresh.
Okay.
And make sure it's always a glass jar.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Them plastic jars is only good for selling. For preservation. It's them fucking glass jars. Always glass, always make sure it's sealed tight. Your shit is going to last.
Yeah.
What about you, Mo?
It happens sometimes.
Yeah?
Like, but I'll use all my weed, and then I'll be like, oh, let me get something. Let me roll something. And I don't have any. Like, I don't have any left over. Like, I used it all, but didn't realize it was just, I didn't realize I used it all. When I wanted to smoke, and I was like, oh, all right.
Was there ever a time where you ran out and you couldn't get to your dealer, like, at all? Like, nigga was just gone.
No.
Nah.
I don't think so.
Niggas always on deck. They always on deck.
So, whenever he isn't, I have weed.
Okay.
So
you always make sure you got enough for
make sure I'm on his timing.
Oh.
So I know when I can and when I cannot. Usually. Sometimes I'll
That's
just.
That's a value customer.
I have a real desperate tactic. Like, if you have no bud, but you got roaches, you just put it into a clip blunt, whatever, like.
Yeah.
That's like a desperate. That shit is different. Like,
do your, listen, do that's your clip one. Blunts if you need to.
I don't keep
it's
mine.
It's the clip blunt. Like, if you really in that.
If you really in that
smoke.
Position, you know what I mean? Do it. But I
like it.
You know what? I do know people who like smoking clip blunts. Like they be looking forward to that shit. Like, yo, watch when I finish this 10th one. Watch when I finish this nigga. All of these shits got different weed in them. I'm gonna be lit in the morning.
I don't bring it down. I just put the clips in the
paper,
and that's what I was about
to do. Yeah, I know people that do that. That's the easy way. Like, man, fuck that shit.
Y'all wildin'. That's so much paper.
No.
That's so much paper.
You gotta use the thick clips.
Right. The thick clips.
You'll see it when you hold it.
I haven't smoked clips in mad long, and I feel like if I'm going to do that, I'm a nigga who not afraid to get his hands dirty. So I'm going to open that shit up, and I'm going
to
break it down. That's a big fact. I don't want none of that excess tar or fucking
resin.
Is the resin that's hitting? Nah.
She said that's it.
That should be too much. You know what I mean? Niggas don't care about their lungs.
Half of this right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then save this. And then roll something else up. That's
great. That's awesome.
I still got mad butt in the crib.
That's cool. That's cool. You can have mad butt in the crib. It's your prerogative to kill your lungs every time. You know what I mean?
How's a clip?
It's sitting, it's marinating.
That should be cooking your lungs. That's what the fuck you mean?
Cooking your lungs. Right here, just the whole. Yeah. Fuck, I can't deal with that. I remember one time. Mm-hmm. I smoked a clip blunt that I didn't know was a clip blunt. That shit is worse than.
You gotta tell people that.
That shit is worse than somebody who stacked their whole blunt with Fronto, and it's just like, damn, you gonna put some weed with this Fronto? And it's just like, nah. You smoke a whole thing of fucking clips, you pass it to somebody, and you don't tell them what the fuck they about to step into.
About to smoke a cigarette.
Nigga.
You don't have to need the inhaler like me.
First of all, I'm thinking it's a regular blunt. I end up coughing for like 15 minutes, and then I'm just like, I'm in a corner, sweating and shit.
I feel that went too personal.
I'm just like, yo, the window open? Nah.
Wait, I have a question. What are some tips for preserving your weed?
What are some tips? All right, so tips for preserving your weed. Okay. You don't have to smoke with everybody. Okay? Especially if you know you only have a limited amount. Okay? That's where the preservation comes in. I'm smacked. All right. Maybe smoke one blunt with your peoples and then save your other three for when you get home. Maybe keep yourself a little bit more busy throughout the day, because I know when people are idle and they're smokers, they're more inclined to smoke all of their shit. All right. I'm a big advocate of the fully functioning pothead. Okay? We all get money. We all make moves. We all got shit to do. Bills to pay. Moves to make. But we still get higher than a fucking kite every day. So, with that, I feel like, you know what I mean? Being a little bit more proactive in your lifestyle will definitely limit how much you smoke on the daily. Especially if you are doing things that maybe are not so receptive to your weed smoking habits or the culture of marijuana as a whole. For instance, if you may have a government job. Any pointers?
They drug test you, right?
No.
Government jobs?
Yes, they do.
They drug test you.
Yeah, they drug test you.
Not anymore.
I'll be getting high at work.
What's a tip that you would say would benefit somebody preserving their stash?
I would just say straight up, it's your self will. You just gonna tell yourself, chill.
Tell yourself to
that's
chill.
It. Yeah, like you know better. Come on, we be feeding
how many
into
people
it.
Really
like
do that. Like yo,
it's
I gotta
discipline.
Chill.
It's discipline.
I gotta chill.
Some people
and
gotta
then they go
discipline.
Right back to doing the state that they I say, mean, yo, I gotta chill.
Hey, listen, I'll quit. I ain't gonna lie, I quit cigarettes that way.
My word?
Yeah.
Shouts to that.
Definitely smoke cigarettes. Yeah. That's true.
Self love in the building.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So it was just all about just, you know what I mean, discipline, making sure you stayed on track with, you know what I mean, what you set forth in the beginning.
I feel like you gotta do your research, you know, and it helps you, like, damn, I know that's just really not good for me. And I wanna live my life, at least I, like, till I
so
die.
What kind of research would you do on weed to help somebody preserve?
I mean, there is negative effects of everything, too.
Okay.
So it's like weed and in this case, like, it does make people really tired, makes them really lazy. There's cases of people developing anxiety and paranoia. You know what I mean? So it's like, there is negative effects of it. And it's also, like, too much of a good thing. Like, you can, there is things that you can't have too much of. Everything's in moderation. Like,
true.
If you tell yourself shit like that, you gon', you know, listen, some people don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But
I mean, I definitely heed a lot of the things that marijuana comes with. But at the same time, since I've started smoking, it's been like a kind of like a stepping up to the challenge kind of thing. I'm able to accomplish everything I can and smoke. So that's what I'm going to do. And I always put it out there. If I couldn't do it while being high, I either wouldn't do it or I wouldn't be high.
Me too, yeah.
But I like money, so I probably wouldn't be high. I mean, what about you, Mo?
I think having a budget for yourself.
Yes.
Having a budget for yourself, you budget, okay, when I get paid, beginning of the month, whatever, this is my weed budget for the month or every two weeks, bi-monthly, however you get paid. I get paid bi-monthly, so like I do it per check.
Okay.
The 15th and then the last day of the month.
Oh, bi-weekly.
Okay.
Bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly? Yeah. Every 2 months you get paid?
No.
Oh, that's bi-monthly.
Oh my, yes. My bad. Yeah, bi-weekly.
All right, cool.
No.
I'm just like, you waiting for 2 months?
Bi-monthly. I was right. I don't know what I'm talking about. Bi-monthly. Bi-monthly means twice a month.
Yeah.
So when I say bi-monthly, I mean twice a month. So I don't get paid every...
Nah, that's not
how I don't
five
get paid
weeks.
Every
well, 4 weeks.
No.
Okay.
2 weeks
you get paid.
No.
Am I that smart?
It means the same shit. It means the same thing.
Does it?
Listen, no.
No.
Every 2 months. Randy's right.
Or twice a month.
Annually,
twice.
Every
or
time.
Twice a month. It means both.
Yeah.
But also bi-weekly and bi-monthly can be the same.
Google!
If I have 2 months,
I get paid twice a month. That's what that is.
Cool.
How much is your budget?
No, we're not talking about your budget.
No, no, but
it depends on.
No. That's the better question. What did your budget start out with? Like when you started, like, what was your budget?
What was my budget?
What did you think your budget would be? $100 a month?
Look at my budget. Maybe like $100. So I'm usually like an eighth type of girl before. So I was like, oh yeah, I can get a little bit. Let me get a little bit. It depended on how much I smoked in a week for me to, I would only get eight. So like I would just get it and smoke it and be like, okay, I'm gonna get some more. So I never had a lot of weed on me. So I feel like it was maybe on like a weekly basis. If I just smoked by myself, it usually lasts me a little bit longer, but my roommates and I smoked together. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to roll before when I first started. So I would have to smoke with other people to smoke because I'm not a huge...
Pipes and bongs?
Yeah, it's not really my thing.
That's how you preserve weed, too.
So,
yeah, that's...
I'll smoke one of these. Not that. So, like, we would just smoke together, and it depended on, like, how long it would last if we smoked together, or I just didn't smoke.
Yeah, them group cyphers, they take a toll. They really take a toll. Nigga, I done ran through quarters in a Friday. No. Because I'm just like, yo, I'm about to link up with the team and be lit. Shouts to Queens. But yeah. Preserve your stash. Make sure you got a budget. Make sure you do your research on if you can really handle this shit.
I got a preservation tip that I do.
What's your tip?
I take the biggest bud out the batch.
Uh-huh.
And I put it to the side. Mm. So I got a jar of just at least 30 different buds.
Yeah, oh. I love that. Uh-huh.
And then when I'm out of bud, they say I can't leave them. I just take out of that jar. And I
That's fire.
That is fire.
That's really smart.
I mean, at the end of the day, one of the core things is having discipline. Because you need to have the discipline to even take some out of this original batch and put it in a saved batch.
It's a savings account.
You know what I mean?
And it's some fire in there. Talk to my side. I think I still got some Obama runs in that bitch.
You know what I mean? But that takes discipline. I know a nigga who gonna be like, damn, I ran out of shit. Look at this save jar, though. You know what I mean? Like, that save jar, this is not gonna be a save jar. So it's really all about having the discipline to say, nah, I'm going to slow down. And shouts to my people who are doing that. And, you know what I mean? One of my friends told me she's still smoking a pack that she got for 420. Nigga, we in June. You about to leave June.
It's about in my jar from back then, son.
You know what I mean? So that just take... that just take discipline and a different type of practice. You know what I mean? If you keep running out of weed, maybe you need to practice this shit a little differently. Mm-hmm. Preserve your stash. But let's get into the hot box. Y'all know what the hot box is?
I forgot.
All right. The hot box is a box full of hot topic questions.
Oh.
Also, my hot box looks a little hot right now. I did. I said it was going to change. I ain't have time, but whatever. We here now.
Should I be worried? Or sick?
Shit, droopy.
Should I be worried though? Like, what the fuck? Is something gonna jump out? Right?
Something is gonna jump out.
Are you sure? He holding it in a type of way. Like, you're gonna, I got something ready for you.
The hot box is a box full of hot topic questions pertaining to weed. And what he's gonna do is one of you is gonna pick a question, the other one is gonna read it.
She looks so scared. All right. She's so scared.
It's nothing that's gonna pop out. You're just gonna pick one of these. You're gonna pick one of these stickers, and on the back of them is gonna be a question. All right. So close your eyes. Pick.
Who has to read?
You're gonna read. So she picking it up.
I'm high. Y'all about to make me read.
What that question say?
Do I have to read it out loud?
Yeah.
Describe your highest sexual encounter.
Your highest sexual encounter.
That's okay. Freaky deaky.
Yeah, that's freaky deaky. That's why it's a hot topic question. The hot box.
Who going first?
Well, since you read, Mo, you go first. I usually go last. Let's get it.
Think off the head.
Oh no.
Ain't no names.
We don't speak those things.
No.
Unless we need to embarrass them.
I've had a few. Okay, I'm trying to.
I have a question before you start.
You can ask your question.
Is this like when you're high?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so this has to be when you
the
smack.
Highest sexual encounter.
Oh, okay. Now I gotta really think about
it. Now it could have gone great. It could have gone bad. But it was the highest you've ever been while engaging in sexual activity.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now we really want to know.
Mine isn't crazy.
Okay. It was. What type of details do
you
need?
Just give us what you do. Whatever. Go him.
It's not PG-13, it's a TVMA.
Okay.
Online.
Rated R.
Let me drink.
So, I was seeing this guy, and it was Halloween. We don't need to do years here. So it was Halloween, and we had been dating for a little bit. We had never had sex yet, but we were hanging out, and we went back to where I lived, my apartment, and we had both been smoking. We had been drinking at a Halloween party. So a lot of fun. And then we got back to my apartment and he just scooped me up. You know, when somebody scoops you up from the back on your thighs and just has you lifted up. He lifted me up. He kissed me. Don't do that.
Sorry, that was a cat though.
I love her. Yeah. He scooped me up. He kissed me. We just started making out in my kitchen, and then we went to my couch.
She's like this.
She's back.
Yeah. Then we went to my couch and.
Were you in costumes?
Yeah.
Roleplay.
That's fire.
What was the
something?
What were you wearing?
Well, yeah.
So I was Winnie the Pooh.
She gave up the honey. Did you see his snuffle up against?
I
That's Sesame Street. But
Sesame Street.
Let me correct you real quick.
Nah, you were talking about
Winnie the Pooh.
Effalumps. They were called Effalumps. Watch.
Okay, okay. Yes, they are. But you said Snuffleupagus.
I know. I'm high.
Yes.
What was he?
He's a hood nigga. He didn't.
What them niggas who come dressed in regular clothes and a mask? Just a hockey mask or just a screen mask?
No. He couldn't even. No. He just came as him.
He was the delivery man.
Just came as what?
No.
So, in my living room.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to get some of the best head that I've had high ever.
How high were you then?
I was so high. I was crossfaded. We smoked, I think, 3.
Mm-hmm. Between y'all two.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And backwards.
Backwards.
I don't think that was I don't think I had ever smoked them ever before. So I was like, what is that?
Oh, you was high.
I felt great. Everything felt great. And it was the first time we had sex with each other. And there was already sexual tension before.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have high sex with somebody you've been wanting to have sex with, it was just this whole other experience.
We gotta see this Winnie the Pooh costume.
She got pictures of that
Winnie the Pooh costume.
I do. I can send you one. I can muster that up. But it was great. It was sex that I like. I had to exit the chat during that experience. I was like, you know what? I've had enough. I can't do any more right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. So I had one of those moments, and I was like, first of all, bitch, that's not what you do. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
No. We don't do this. But I had to. I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, wow. And I just laid there. Then, yes. Now, no.
Top 10?
Yes. Not top five.
Not
currently where I am in life. Then, yeah, it was. Now, no. So.
You got one, please.
Okay,
your place has been taken.
Next.
Oh my god.
Why is it sexy when in the pool though? Wait. Oh, it's sexy when you follow me.
They passing around the Winnie the Pooh costume.
How did you Winnie?
Okay, honey.
I can see.
I can't.
You gonna show me after like that.
I'm gonna have to see that. She said, ooh.
I gotta see this. Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
She said,
it wasn't what I was imagining.
No.
I thought it was gonna be much, much more.
No. Is that a Halloween party with lots of people?
I didn't think you were gonna actually be like a bear, but like.
Oh, what did you?
No, nah, I was
like yellow.
It's a little
no.
Like more risque.
I do Halloween. Like I love costumes. Like if I wanted to walk around in a brown underwear, I don't need to do that on Halloween. Okay. I want to be somebody, so somebody can be like, oh my god, are you her? Is that what you're doing? I love that. Like, yeah.
Because
you could be like, oh, are you Victoria's Secret model? And you're like, no, actually,
I'm a kitten.
Right? Or, I don't know.
I'm a vampire.
Yeah. I'm a sexy vampire. That's great. Where's your teeth? I don't even have the teeth. Just a cape. Just a cape and a bra and underwear. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
You're a bunny with no ears and bushy tail? What? I'm sorry. Ashani.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know what the question
Damn.
Is.
Damn. I feel kind of anxious about saying this story. So y'all gonna have to like, it's very scandalous, okay? Let's just say that. It was a very wild time in my life. It's very, oh my goodness. So, I was having a pretty intense part of my years, mm-hmm. right? And I was messing with two people at the same time. And I was like, okay, like, fuck it. What's that saying? YOLO. That's what the fuck I felt like. I'm like, YOLO, right? Cool. So I had a man, but I have a soul tie. I hope everybody knows what a soul tie is.
Soul tie?
It's one of those that always come back. You ain't supposed to be fucking. Y'all not supposed to be together. It's toxic as shit. You have a bitch and I have a... You know what I mean? Like, we still come back and fuck each other wildly. You know? It was one of those.
Oh, boy.
But it was like...
See, the nice name they put on it, soul tie.
We should... No, we should be together, but it's like... We're not. We're just not. You know?
It's just the way life turned out.
We always find each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
I'm a few people soul tied.
Oh, that's really bad.
I don't ever want one of those.
You got a few soul ties.
You have one, I promise you.
So,
right.
No.
Or you're somebody else's soul tie.
Exactly.
I'm somebody else's because I don't want anybody to come back.
Yeah, I felt that.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, my guy, my boyfriend at the time, was like, he was being sneaky. So I felt very spiteful. Mm-hmm. And I just started, I think I drunk texted him when I really shouldn't have. That was my bad. That was me going to it. Like, it wasn't him this time. So, whatever. We ended up linking the same night. Okay? Like, and it became a habit. That's just giving you a quick rundown. But it was one time. It was like, it was shitty when we first started fucking. I ain't gonna lie. It was like, this is whack. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't feel it no more. But then I got real fucked up off the shrooms.
Ooh.
And I had taken some shrooms and I was in a third new world. Like, I was like, oh, I'm so lit. Like, fuck, I can do anything right now. Like, and so and then I got real high as well. So we was blowing it down. And then he has his own studio. Like, he's an engineer. Hopefully no one knows what I'm talking about. So, it's like he had people in the studio, and there's like a room where, like, I guess, like, celebs or whoever they wait,
mm-hmm.
right? Regular, right, it's like a lounge area, but they have doors that's completely clear glass, right? Mm. There's like a couch in the corner.
Okay.
I'm smacked on my ass, he smacked, I'm getting a crazy top. Like, I was in a new world. That was like the best, like, after mad long of having ancient niggas prior, or the head was in.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 6. He was an 8, 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, oh shit, like,
in the school.
Brought back the, yeah, you know, it was scandalous. Like, people could see if they came. Oh. We were in the dark, but like, nigga, see through. Like, somebody could see. They could open it. It doesn't lock. You feel me?
So by, going to the bathroom,
somebody could pull up and, oh, what y'all? Oh, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Oh, like, oh, you know what I mean? Yes, I would have ended up on something. You know what I mean?
My creativity.
Yo, just it was wild. So. Yeah, that's, you know,
like Biggie in the school. Like, Biggie,
that's what matters. Exactly.
Right. This shit is lit. Like,
niggas get head in the school all the time. So
all the time.
Nah, but it was lit. I was like, oh shit. Yeah.
And you felt like a rapper?
I am a rapper.
She is a rapper.
We don't do, I felt like,
she got bars too.
Like, So that shit was, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, oh yeah, like, and you, when you running it, nigga on his stomach, booty poking out, I'm like, yeah, you love this, yo, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta dive in.
Real happy about it and all.
But that's your story.
And one thing led to another, you know, and that was it. Yeah. It was lit though. That hat was amazing.
Okay.
More into detail, but that's way made it all.
Say that for the OnlyFans.
Yeah, OnlyFans. I have one, yeah, I might as well. Story time.
This was in my trooping through Harlem days.
I got the backyard again song in my head. We're trooping through the woods.
Yeah. I wanna say like 2010, 2011.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to swallow.
I hooked up with an old ex that I had when I was 16 in high school. Not really a soul tie.
That's a soul tie. Give it the proper name.
It could have been a soul tie, but it ended up being
in denial. He's in denial.
Just an ex. But you know what I mean? She was half Spanish, half black.
She was
and we already had like a strong sexual energy from when we was in high school.
Oh.
So
she is a soul tie, bro.
Not no more. So
he's like, no, I'm dead.
So
he's like, I know you're talking about.
We trooping through Harlem, just linking up with my cousin and all of that, and we smoking some of the fieriest, like, piff and sour that, like, I'm talking about. I left my cousin crib with the blurriest of the vision. Like, all of the street lights just look like big blur fucking circles. And we taking the train back to the Holiday Inn in Canal Street. When I tell you that the head I got was so out of this world, and then out of nowhere, I'm like, something leaking from the ceiling?
What?
Because I'm just feeling drips on my leg. And I look up, and she's spread out, and she's leaking on my leg while she's giving me head.
God bless.
Ever bless Poom Poom. What the fuck?
I'm like, this is about to be amazing.
Shit.
We fucked so hard that we had plans to go to McDonald's after, and we just never made it. Back when I was still eating bullshit McDonald's, we had plans to go, and this was back when I first got on my Henny and lemonade wave. Like, that's all we were sipping and shit. And we smoked Bear L's. My highest to this day. But, yeah, man.
Shout out to her.
Nah, fuck her. Nah. No.
Oh, there's some hurt behind that one.
No. This is the last that she's gonna be mentioned in any capacity. You know, pack her up in a box and throw that shit in the river. She's gone. Let the people know where they can find y'all and what's going on.
Oh shit, we up there?
Okay. Yeah, we up there.
Hey. You can find me on Instagram and start over? What? Okay. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Mo in the with two E's City. You can find me there. Yeah. Then I couldn't do the with one E, so I decided to take a No Adam Megan The Stallions book.
Okay.
And just add another E, and it worked. Anything else? Yeah, that's where you can find me.
What you got going on? What's coming up? Anything you cooking in the meantime?
Lots of content. Definitely a lot more content. Fashion, lifestyle, natural hair, and beauty content. I have a lot of that coming. I've done a couple photo shoots, so just kind of waiting for that to come out. For that to be edited so I can actually post it and do some more things. And just trying to get a new job, trying to facilitate this modeling career, getting it started. So just a lot of things that I want to do for the most part. And just create and live my life and have a good summer. Hot girl. Pretty bitch summer. Pretty bitch.
What about you, Ashani?
I got a lot coming up. But before I even get into that, y'all got to follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Ashani, A-S-H-A-N-I-I, 2 underscores. That's okay. It. You will find me. I'm lit. But yeah, I got a song that just dropped called Gangsta Party. I'm dropping a video for that soon.
Fire. Okay.
I got another video on the way, more on my R&B side, so you're gonna see that. That's been overdue. But then I got a performance this Saturday. Hey. So if y'all wanna slide out, $5 and you get a free mimosa with it.
Hey.
And play, you know what I mean? So Popeye was gonna be. Girl, you might as well stay, baby. But like, yeah, you can obviously, it's a pop-up shot, it's lit. And then I got another video shoot, just mad shit coming, like more songs coming. Dropping the single Lights Out. I just did a performance too, a live performance. It's out as well, called Bodega Raps.
Okay.
By New York City. Yeah, y'all should check it out. It was lit. I performed it in the hood with it. Like, hood, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, yo, nigga, she got the hood behind her. Like, y'all better tap in. Like,
everybody got to tap in. Uh-huh.
All right. But yeah, man. Thank y'all for coming on my couch. Thank y'all for sharing those very interesting stories.
Thank you for having us.
And you already know, man, it's your boy RB King, aka Mr. Spliffador, aka Tony Spark in the building. You are rocking with the Smoking Words Podcast. Make sure you follow the Smoking Words Podcast everywhere. That's Smoke, the letter N, Words with a Z at the end. And make sure you tap in with SmokingWords.com. That's where all our content is, even from season one. So you're going to get everything on there. Shouts to who we powered by. That's Sirens NYC. Shouts to Trapperasi. Shouts to Classic Films. Shouts to my boy Cream VP. You already know. Punchline Punch. Follow Punchline Punch everywhere. On all social media. Yeah. This shit is hitting. Y'all want another cup?
No.
No.
I gotta go home.
Yep.
You can refill it a little bit. Fuck it. Get me lit.
No.
Like, pop slow.
Stop. It's okay.
There you go.
Stop. Get me lit.
I said stop.
That's
fair.
But okay, you already know. Already know how we do most of these things. I got the bud. I got the punch. And I got bars too, because I spit bars too. So make sure you follow my music and personal page. That's Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B, real easy. And make sure you hit up my page, rbkingdom.live. All my content is there. Break it down. New video coming soon.
Let's get it.
Yeah.